This is Victor Miller of Beach Business Speaks, only heard on Beach Booster Radio, where I am vocal for local business. Now, let's get on with the show. Joining me today is Bob Cameron and Pat Cameron, his wonderful wife, from Norcole Custom Exteriors. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bob and Pat are the owners and proprietors of Norcole Custom Exteriors. It's a family-run business, always has been. They are located at 8951 Beechwood Road, which used to be Highway 26, going into Collingwood. They are in Wasaga Beach. Phone number 705-429-2376. We're going to repeat that number and everything at the end of the show. What is your website, guys?
www.norcole.ca.
Very good, very good. And you did that without Bob's help.
I'm about to stutter.
Guys, really welcome aboard because I know how busy you guys are, okay?
Thank you, Vic.
Thank you for having us.
Guys, what hours are you open for operation?
Well, most of the year, for 9 months of the year, we're very busy, so we're there at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And usually close around 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Our winter hours, it's a little slower, so it's 8 till 3.
And you're open all year round.
Yes, we are.
Which a lot of people don't realize, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And people have this myth, you can't install windows during the winter. But you do all this all winter long, right?
We do.
Okay, we're going to get more into that later on, okay? Yeah. First off, I want everybody to know, these guys are top quality service and products with full representation. They're pleasured and enjoyable knowledge people who take their time to explain things, and they're products that best fit the job for any budget. And believe me, I know because I'm one of their customers. Now, first off, Bob, siding. What makes yours different?
Well, we carry every brand available in Canada. We offer the most possible choices of any competitor. So you come to our showroom, you get to see everything available in this country in one place.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what you're trying to match or what you're trying to achieve color-wise, we have it.
And there's a huge variety of colors now, isn't there?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's probably 150 colors now compared to when we started putting vinyl siding on back in the early 80s. There was like six.
Right.
So it's gone crazy, and it's probably the most popular exterior for any new home.
It spruces up any home instantly. And it just adds value instantly.
Yes, it does. And it's your most cost-effective way to renovate and give your house a facelift.
Right. So because my back of my place on the river, I had you guys do all the white siding because I kept thinking, if I go with the gray siding or something like that, it's going to fade because it's such a sunny spot.
Right.
But that's a myth now, right?
Pretty much a myth, yes. Most of the colors have lots of very good UV protection in them now.
Mm-hmm.
So they do last many, many years with no fading at all.
What's a lifetime warranty on that? Do you know, or do you have one?
Well, most vinyl siding is covered for 50 years. Against fading, everything fades. It just takes a very long time, and it all happens equally, so Very most of the time, you don't even notice that it's fading.
Okay. We're going to come back on siding after, okay?
Yep.
Because it's a big issue. It's a huge issue. You also carry awnings, stationary, retractable, a quarter ball, variety of fabrics and colors. What kind of price range would I be looking at? How does it vary?
You can spend as little as $400, mm-hmm. and you can spend as much as $5,000. The typical awning that we install, a typical rollout, averages around $1,500. And that's fully installed with a 10-year warranty.
There are 10-year warranties on all of them?
Yes.
Because you did a retractable awning for me just recently over my hot tub. I just can't tell people how thrilled I was and how cost-effective it came in. I couldn't believe it was that cheap. I'm going to say cheap, okay? Because, I mean, it's, again, a very sunny side.
Yes.
There's been zero fading, and I couldn't be more than pleased, okay?
Yes, they average...
And a huge variety you carry.
Yes, the average lifespan of a rollout awning is at least 15 years, mm-hmm. and that's using it all the time. And not everybody uses it every single day, so you get many, many years out of them.
And people can come in and pick up one of those books with all the fabrics and take them back home and...
Yeah, absolutely.
Pick out what they really want.
We have hundreds of
Yeah, that's great. Covers. That's great, because I did that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got siding, windows, doors, awnings, door enclosures, eaves, troughs, and gutter guards. Oh, gutter guards. How good are these? Really?
Well, to be honest with you...
Please be honest.
Gutter guards work very well in our area because of the trees we have around here. Everybody's constantly cleaning out their gutters. We carry three or four different kinds depending on what kind of trees you have on your property. Mm-hmm. Honestly, nothing works 100%. Even with a screening on your eaves trough, you still need to check it periodically.
So would that be, would that be different gutter guards for different areas of what kind of trees you've got?
Yes. Yeah, some
that
people
would make
have
a difference?
Lots of pine trees, which can be a nightmare with some gutter guards.
Yeah.
And other people have maple and oak, and which, you know, most gutter guards work very well against that type of leaf.
Okay.
Because what typically happens if you get any debris laying on it, the wind will come along, dry it out, blow it away. That's the whole idea. But you should still check it every once in a while to make sure there's no buildup in inside corners and stuff like that.
Yeah, regular maintenance.
Yep. It just saves a lot of maintenance. Like, it'll cut your time down to once a year, you know, when you typically have to go up there, you know, up to six times a year to make sure they're clear.
Right, because we're still dealing with natural hazards.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Storm doors. Explain yours. What's the difference? Like, what have you got?
Well, we've used the same company since the early 70s. They're called York Aluminum, and they have about seven different styles of doors. We use a 2-inch thick aluminum with a baked-on enamel. Very sturdy, can last basically 50 years on a home. There's still doors here in the beach that we put on in the early 70s that they're still using, and they haven't... you know, start to sag or fall apart. And we've stuck with them, you know, for almost 40 years.
So there'd be no warping and stuff like that, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there a special thing we'd be looking for thickness, insulation?
Well, a good storm door is going to be at least 2 inches thick.
Okay.
And it's going to be all tempered glass. You want really sturdy hinges and good hardware. That's not going to, you know, fall off after a couple of years.
And yours are all baked on enamel too, aren't they?
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Decking and railings.
Yes.
Just nothing else you just don't carry, eh? Decking and railings.
Well, we keep
talk to me about some railings first, because you did a beautiful railing for me in one of my rental homes. Explain that railing, please.
Well, we kind of got pushed into the railing business because we kept getting asked by people if we would do it for them. So we started carrying a product called ProBuilt Aluminum Railings, and they're out of Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And they carry about 15 different colors that's baked on, again. We've had good success with that. It's very popular. It can be bought and installed by anybody with a few hand tools, or we can come and install it for you.
Yeah, well, I couldn't do it. I had you do it. And it worked out absolutely beautiful. It looks like wrought iron.
Yes.
And your decking.
Yes.
You carry a variety of decking now. There's a lot of things that have changed now with decking.
We try and stick with products that are virtually maintenance-free. So we do carry a couple of different vinyl decking products. We do carry one that snaps together and gives you basically a weatherproof surface.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a living space underneath or storage under your deck, it'll keep everything dry. And we also carry a solid cellular PVC vinyl board, which you would typically leave your regular quarter-inch gaps in between the boards. But there's no staining, no painting. You just literally hose it off with a pressure washer every spring, and it looks like new.
Do they have to be retreated down the road?
No. No, they are solid color right through.
Okay, and so, we're talking about zero fading then, too?
Well, again, everything fades.
Okay.
I'm not a pusher of...
Just like some marriages.
Fade. Okay. Everything fades, but it will fade evenly, and you should never notice that it's fading.
All right. And accessories. You do a lot of accessories on homes, exterior. Explain the vents and the coils. How do I know what vent is needed?
Well, vents can be used for two different ways. It can be used for a decorative accent in a peak, or they can also be, you can cut a hole in and actually have it operating. There's many different shapes and colors to suit different style houses. We have all different mounting plates for exterior lights and plugs, and we also carry different style of shutters and all different little accents that you typically wouldn't notice unless you actually walked in and saw it sitting on the shelf.
Okay. A vent, when it's installed properly, does it vent upwards or downwards?
A vent in a gable would typically work kind of similar to soffit. It draws the air into your attic space, and most houses would have like a whirly bird type vent on their roof.
Mm-hmm.
And that would actually pull the air through their attic space and out their work.
Upward.
So the more air you can get into your attic space, the better.
Okay.
Because you want your attic space to basically be the same temperature as the outside to prevent, you know, a lot of ice damming and buildup.
I'm talking to Bob Cameron right now from Norcole Custom Exteriors, and I never realized Bob talks like an Italian. He's using his hands. You people should see this.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, a little off topic here. Pat told me what you did at home in your kitchen.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
I didn't know she was talking.
You did some custom fabricating. Explain. Give us some of the examples that you did.
Well,
she's thrilled by what you did.
I love it.
You're talking about our kitchen ceiling, I assume.
The ceiling.
And the drawer.
The drawer that we did in the drawer.
Oh, yes. Well, for the last few years, we've been trying to decide what to do different on our kitchen ceiling. So after looking at many different products you can buy in the typical store.
That are a fortune.
Yes, they were expensive. We actually have a soffit material that looks like beaded wood boards. And I thought, that might look really neat on a kitchen ceiling. So we ended up putting three fake beams in our ceiling and mm-hmm. using this soffit material between each section. And the effect turned out like really amazing.
It looks like old wood strap ceiling.
So you're never going to have to paint that?
No.
It's a solid color right through. You can just wipe it down. Real easy to clean. It's meant for an exterior soffit, but it's...
And you'd think it'd be industrial looking, but no, it's beautiful.
It looked amazing.
Comments constantly. He had it up in basically a day and very inexpensive.
Wow.
Yeah, really, really impressive. Yeah.
So there's more to you guys than just exterior.
We don't install on your interior, typically.
But you can play here a little.
But we do sell the materials as well.
Yeah, okay. You had one of my neighbors... business a little while ago, you did a beautiful front door enclosure. What's the advantage of the enclosures? You guys did an amazing job. You couldn't be happier.
Well, a lot of people do have little porches and front entrances that are open to the elements. And so we have an aluminum wall system that can close off an entranceway and make kind of like a little place to kick off your boots and keep all the weather out of there. And it's the same type of material that we use for our storm doors, and they make a wall system out of it. And so you can make them, they're custom made, we can make them any size, you know, they can be as
big. In any color?
Any color, pretty much. There's, I think, five or six colors now available. But we do them all over Collingwood and Wasaga and around the lake, and you can make actually a little sunroom out of it, depending on the size of your deck. We have the option of an insulated roof that will sit on top of it if you don't already have one in place. So it would be typically called like a 3 or 4 season sunroom, like you'd find in, you know, the southern states.
Nice enclosures. Save on heating too, wouldn't it?
Yes, they would.
Yeah, the, no drafts in the front door.
And you gain, you know, an extra couple of months out of that deck area.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when you get into, you know, late September, October, when it might be too cool to sit outside, once you enclose that area, you get to use it for a couple extra months.
Right, extra room.
They're fun to sell because every time we do one, everyone is so happy. Our awnings and our enclosures are fun to sell.
Mm-hmm.
People love them.
It changes the whole look of your property.
Completely.
Yeah. Your doors, back to your doors are steel. There's no CFCs. What is that?
CFCs are a chemical that is harmful to the environment.
It's the chemicals that are used in the insulation inside the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they are harmful to the environment.
They're affecting
our ozone layer.
That's what I was trying to say.
And they contribute to global warming.
Oh.
So none of the products that we sell contain those harmful chemicals.
Wow. Yeah, and it's typically the high density insulation that is inside an entrance door.
Yeah, you don't see it, but it's there.
Yeah. You don't want any CFCs in that in that foam. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's harmful.
Gotcha. When you install these doors, you install a full 12-inch wood lock block. Explain what that is. What's that all about?
What they're explaining there is that where the handle would typically be drilled through and the deadbolt, there is a full 12-inch wooden block in there so that the handle and locking system is a lot more secure and cannot be, you know, busted through very easily.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was thinking of something at the bottom of the door.
No. No, it's just a big block of wood that's inside the door so that your handle and everything is more secure.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you do all the time?
Yes.
That's our standard, yeah.
Wow.
Our standard door has that in every door. And it also has an extra security steel plate on the other side of the frame mm-hmm. so that your deadbolt, when it goes through our wooden frame, it actually goes through a piece of steel, too.
Okay.
It's a lot more secure.
Okay, I'm going to say it. What's the difference between your patio doors and your competitors?
Well, our patio doors, we do carry, all our products, we carry very high quality stuff. The fit and finish on our doors is far superior than what you get at a typical big box store mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. where, you know, price is everything and, you know, they have 100 on a skid there. Mm-hmm. We actually use a door that uses a thicker vinyl frame.
So that's the advantage too, right?
A thicker vinyl frame, all our locking systems on our patio door. We've just brought on a new line where the locking system is actually locks in a multi-point way rather than just a one latch operation. And then the way we install it too, because half the battle is the way a product is installed. We actually take a lot of extra time and make sure it's very well insulated, trimmed out, capped, sealed, you know, and everything is perfect before we leave the site.
Our doors are basically, the quality is there compared to your big box doors, as you say. This door is going to last you your lifetime as compared to having to replace it or it not sliding and gliding beautifully.
And the warranty on those?
20 years to lifetime, depending on which line.
Right.
They're going to glide just as nice as day one when, you know, 20 years from now, which we're very
proud of.
We're still getting repeat business mm-hmm. from people that have purchased them before because they're so impressed.
Yeah, I've replaced sliding doors and stuff like that in Toronto, and it wasn't in a very old home, and it was amazing how much it wouldn't slide much anymore.
Yeah,
I know the difference now.
So, yeah.
When you installed my windows, it was Jerry who did my windows from you. He recommended the SDL grill. He said something was missing with the charm of my home. He says, why don't you go with an SDL grill? And I said, what is that? And he says, come into the shop and I'll show you. And I went with it as soon as I saw it. My God, does that ever change everything? Talk about this, because people don't have a clue they can do this.
It's surprising what a little detail in a window can do.
Oh, yeah.
An SDL is a simulated divided light. So it's actually a piece of vinyl that gets applied to the glass on the inside and outside.
Looks like old window paints.
And it makes it look like an old style window where there's divided lights.
Yeah.
And it's very cost effective if you want to spruce up the front of your house. Just to add a couple of little divided light grills, it looks amazing.
And they can be custom done to any specifications you want.
Yeah, I got the chose what width I wanted and everything.
Yes.
Yep.
And it fit right into the outside of the vinyl of the windows and the inside.
Right.
That you'd get all my upstairs windows in the front, all my downstairs windows in the front, all that huge breakfast room in the back facing the river. And those were huge windows. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell people, I didn't even ask what this was going to cost. And you guys came in at less than $500. Yeah. And I mean, I couldn't believe it. I went, wow, mm-hmm. it looks like I've got $12,000 windows now. I couldn't believe the change. I know. See, I'm very happy. So, I'm a happy customer.
This is what we like.
Oh, I'm telling you. I tell you, because even my neighbor said, love your new windows. I said, yeah, I just had plastic put on them. Said, what? I said, oh, yeah, Norcol. Yeah. I want to thank you both for coming in out of your really busy schedule. And try to remind everyone, this is a family-run business. Bob, how long has it been in business now, Norcol?
It was started in 1972.
Right.
And we're all family.
Yeah.
We're basically employing the whole family. We all get along great. We don't have anybody working on commission there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you call for an estimate, there is zero pressure.
Yeah, and there's free estimates, always. It's free estimates. And you guys are right on the ball. Like, when you're going to be there, you're going to be there.
We also try to make it fun. I know it sounds silly, but you're
I have a ball when I pop into your showroom.
You are fun, though, right? you're not just a number to us, and we do care.
Yeah.
And we're there for that. Been there for over 40 years because of our reputation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to advertise. And again, everything that we're talking about, you can either have us install it or purchase it and install it on your own.
Right on.
We will look after you either way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, again, your hours are...
We're basically 7 till 5:30.
Okay. What's your website again? I want people to go on the website. You've got to see these products.
It's norcol.ca. So N-O-R-C-O-L.
Again, I want to thank Bob Cameron and Pat Cameron for joining me in today. Join us for part two next week. This is Victor Miller. Till next time, shop local. Now we are getting back to business.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio station. Download your free Beach Booster Radio app to enjoy local radio anywhere. We encourage you to interact at info@beachbooster.com. Thanks for listening.